A sloth, a donkey, and a curious human. Send a prompt and see what they're doing. One hits a record with a question on his mind. Two brothers pick it up, see what they find. Corn takes his time, Herman's got the facts. Back and forth, they never hold back. My weird prompts, come on in, that's where we begin. My weird prompts, glad you're here.
This episode was generated using artificial intelligence. Please verify facts.
Daniel sent us this one, and I have to say, it's the kind of thing that sounds almost absurdly niche until you realize it's actually a life hack for one of the most stressful experiences in modern life. He's asking us to build a playbook. The scenario, someone just moved from the US to Israel, they run a small business, they're renting, and they want to never dread a lease non-renewal again. The idea is to use Euro boxes, those 60 by 40 centimeter modular containers combined with a storage unit to make moving so seamless that when the landlord says we're not renewing, the tenant shrugs and says, fine, I'll be out by Thursday.
The thing is, this isn't theoretical. Israel's rental market runs on 12-month leases. You get 60 to 90 days notice if the landlord decides not to renew, and the average apartment here is about 75 square meters. People live with very little buffer space. Meanwhile, there are over 200 storage facilities in the country, so the infrastructure is already there. Daniel's question is really about connecting two things that already exist, but that most people never think to combine.
Because the default experience is, lease ends, you scramble for boxes, you spend a weekend destroying your lower back, you pay movers a small fortune, and you arrive at the new place with a mountain of mismatched containers that don't fit any shelf you own. What Daniel's describing is the opposite. Imagine your entire apartment fits on two pallets, and moving day becomes a forklift operation instead of a back-breaking weekend.
That's not an exaggeration. A standard EUR pallet is 80 by 120 centimeters. Four Euroboxes fit on one layer. If you're using the 32-centimeter height boxes and stacking four layers, that's 16 boxes per pallet. For a single person or a couple in a 75-square-meter apartment, two or three pallets genuinely covers most of what you own, outside of furniture.
Which is the mental image Daniel's playbook is built around. You look at your life, and instead of seeing an apartment full of stuff, you see two pallets of modular containers that can be moved with equipment, not muscle. The storage unit becomes a buffer zone. Seasonal items, sentimental things you're keeping for when you eventually buy, business inventory. All in identical boxes, all ready to be swapped between home and storage without repacking a single thing.
Where do we even start? The playbook has to begin at the very beginning, the moment this person steps off the plane. They've just done an international move from the US. They're probably arriving with suitcases and maybe a shipping container that's weeks behind them. And the first decision they make, before they even unpack, is what containers their life is going to live in.
That's the keyframe. Most people arrive and immediately start making ad hoc decisions. Buy this shelf, grab those plastic totes, whatever's at the hardware store. 6 months later, they have a patchwork of incompatible storage that makes moving a nightmare. Daniel's playbook says, pause.
The standard is the Eurobox, 60 by 40 centimeters. Heights of 12, 18, 24, 32, and 42 centimeters. These aren't random. They're the exact dimensions used across European logistics. Warehouses, factories, distribution centers all run on this footprint, which means the shelving exists, the pallets exist, the hand trucks exist. You're not inventing a system, you're adopting one that already moves billions of euros worth of goods every year.
Which is classic, Daniel. He looks at industrial infrastructure and says, why can't my apartment work like a warehouse? And the answer is, it can. It just requires a little upfront planning and about 3,000 to 5,000 shekels of initial investment.
Let's sit with that number because it sounds like a lot until you compare it to the alternative. A single emergency move in Israel. Hiring movers, buying boxes, last-minute chaos, easily runs 2,000 to 4,000 shekels. If you're in a rental market where you might move every 2 or 3 years, the system pays for itself after 1 or 2 moves. And that's before we even talk about the psychological cost.
The psychological cost is the part Daniel's really getting at. He's framing this as hedging your bets until you can own property. There's a specific anxiety that comes with renting in Israel. This sense that you're never quite settled, that the ground could shift under you. What this system does is transfer that anxiety from you to the boxes. The boxes are ready. You're ready. You're ready. The landlord's leverage shrinks.
That's a real shift. Israeli rental law is generally considered landlord-friendly. Tenants often feel they have to accept rent increases or unfavorable terms because the alternative, moving, is so disruptive. But if moving is just a matter of loading pallets into a van, you can negotiate harder. You can walk away. That's not a small thing.
The playbook has layers. On the surface, it's about boxes and shelving and storage units. Underneath, it's about tenant empowerment. And underneath that, it's about adopting an industrial mindset for domestic life. Treating your belongings as inventory, your apartment as a node in a logistics network, and moving day as a routine operation rather than a crisis.
Which brings us to the actual steps. This person has just arrived from the U.S. They have a small business, let's say e-commerce or consulting, something that generates inventory or supplies. They found an apartment and a storage unit nearby.
Now they buy boxes. In Israel, you can get Euro boxes from Kedar, the plastic container giant, or from specialized importers. Prices run about 30 to 50 shekels per box, depending on height. The 12-centimeter ones are great for books and heavy items. The 42-centimeter ones handle bulkier things like winter coats or business stock. Daniel's starting recommendation, 20 boxes for the home, 20 to 40 for the storage unit.
You want to think about the mix of heights. Books and tools want 12 or 18-centimeter boxes, anything taller, and you'll throw your back out. Winter coats, bedding, business inventory can go in the 32 or 42. A good starting split, 10 boxes of 12 centimeter, 10 of 18, 15 of 24, and 5 of 32. That gives you flexibility without overcommitting to any one size.
I'd also say, buy them all at once. Don't piecemeal it. The whole point is standardization from day one. If you start with 10 boxes and then add different ones later, you risk getting a slightly different shade or a lid that doesn't quite fit. Buy the full set. Label them immediately, and then start filling.
Which brings us to shelving. Industrial boltless shelving, the kind you can get from Shufersal Business or local warehouse suppliers, is designed for exactly this footprint. The shelves are typically 100 centimeters deep, which means two Euro boxes fit side by side. A standard unit is 2 meters tall, so you can fit multiple rows. Cost is about 200 to 400 shekels per unit. Get shelves rated for at least 50 kilos per shelf. You don't want them bowing under a full load of books.
Here's a detail that matters. Put shelving in both locations. The apartment gets 1 or 2 units. The storage unit gets 1 or 2 units. The boxes are identical. The shelves are identical. And the only difference is which boxes live where. When you need to swap, bring the winter clothes home. Send the summer clothes to storage. You just pull the box off one shelf and put it on the other.
The labeling system is critical. Euro boxes are opaque. You can't see what's inside. So you need a system that tells you at a glance what's in box number 17 and whether it's currently at home or in storage. The simplest version is a Google Sheet, columns for box ID, contents, location, and date last accessed. Number the boxes with a permanent marker and update the sheet whenever something moves. There are apps for this too. Sortly generates QR codes you stick on each box. But a spreadsheet is free, permanent, and doesn't depend on a startup staying in business. The discipline is what matters. Every time a box changes location, update the sheet. If you skip it, the system degrades.
The business owner angle makes the app more compelling. If you're storing e-commerce inventory, you need to know not just what's in box 22, but how many units of each SKU. A barcode scanner app is faster and reduces errors. Either way, the principle is the same. The box is a location, not a mystery.
Now, the palletization decision. This is where Daniel's playbook gets interesting. A standard EUR pallet is 80 by 120 centimeters. 4 Euro boxes fit on one layer, 2x2. Stack 4 layers of 32 centimeter boxes, and you've got 16 boxes on a single pallet. Wrap it in stretch film, and that stack is now one unit that can be moved with a pallet jack or forklift.
The question is whether to palletize before the boxes go into the storage unit, or to shelve everything and palletize only when a move is actually happening. The answer depends on access patterns. If the storage unit holds things you access once a year, family heirlooms, off-season sporting equipment, archive business records, palletize immediately, stack them, rat them, and park the pallet on the floor. It takes up less than a square meter and needs no shelving.
If you need to access boxes monthly, seasonal inventory, supplies you rotate through, keep those on shelves. The hybrid approach is the sweet spot. In a 3 to 5 square meter storage unit, you can fit one or two pallets along the back wall for deep storage and a shelving unit along the side wall for active boxes. Everything labeled, everything modular, everything ready to move on short notice.
Equipment question. To move a pallet, you need a pallet jack. In Israel, you can rent one for about 50 shekels a day. Buying one is possible. They run 1,500 to 2,000 shekels, but for a residential user, that's overkill. You're moving pallets once a year at most. Rent the jack. Store it nowhere.
Unless you're in a building with other tenants who'd split the cost. But that's a community-level idea, not the initial playbook. For the solo tenant, rent the jack on moving day, along with a van from Eldon or Budget. A standard rental van can handle two or three pallets easily. Because the boxes are modular, they stack without wasted space. No praying the back door closes.
Let's run the case study. Our tenant has 40 boxes total. 20 at home on a shelving unit, 20 in storage. Of the storage boxes, 16 are deep storage. Things they won't touch for a year. Those get palletized. Four layers of four boxes on one EUR pallet, wrapped in stretch film, parked against the back wall. The remaining four storage boxes are seasonal items on a shelving unit, accessible whenever needed.
When the lease isn't renewed and moving day comes, the tenant doesn't handle 16 individual containers. They roll a pallet jack into the storage unit, lift the pallet, roll it to the van, and load it. The shelved boxes get pulled and stacked onto a second pallet on site, another 10 minutes. And now, everything in storage is palletized and ready to transport.
Meanwhile, at the apartment, the home shelving unit holds 20 boxes of daily essentials. Moving day looks the same. Pull boxes off shelves. Stack onto a third pallet. Wrap. Load. The shelving units themselves can be disassembled. Boltless shelving breaks down with a rubber mallet in about 5 minutes per unit, and the components go in the van alongside the pallets.
The math on this is almost absurd. Without the system, you're looking at 10 to 15 hours of packing, 4 to 6 hours of transport, and another 10 to 15 hours of unpacking. With the system, 2 hours to load pallets at both locations, 2 hours of transport, 2 hours to unload and reassemble shelving at the new apartment. And no unpacking. The boxes go straight from pallet to shelf. You're done by early afternoon.
The reason it works is that you've standardized the unit of moving from a box to a pallet. Once your life fits on two or three pallets, moving becomes a forklift operation. The thinking has already been done. Every box is labeled, every box has a home shelf, every box stacks with every other box. The move is just geography.
That's the mechanical how-to. But the real magic is what this system unlocks for the tenant's life. You're not just organizing boxes, you're changing your relationship to the rental market itself.
The storage unit becomes a buffer zone. It absorbs the things that would otherwise clutter the apartment and make moving feel impossible. Seasonal items, sentimental things, business inventory. They all live in identical Euro boxes in that 3-square-meter unit down the road. When the lease ends, you don't have to decide what to keep and what to toss. You just move pallets.
The swap is where it gets elegant. Winter ends, you pull the winter coat box from storage shelving, bring it home, slot it onto the home shelving unit. At the same time, you take the summer clothes box from home and put it in storage. The boxes themselves never change, the labels never change. You update a spreadsheet cell from home to storage and you're done. No, which bin did I put the swimsuits in? At 2 in the morning.
That's the part that's hard to explain to someone who hasn't lived it. Moving is usually a crisis of decision-making. Every object demands a verdict. Keep, toss, donate, pack now, pack later. The Eurobox system front-loads all those decisions. You made them when you first labeled the box. After that, moving is just transport.
In Israel's rental market specifically, this changes the power dynamic. Tenants typically get 60 to 90 days notice if the landlord isn't renewing. That sounds like a lot of time, but without a system, it evaporates. You spend 2 weeks in denial, 2 weeks researching where to move, 2 weeks panicking, and suddenly you've got 4 days to pack your entire life. With this system, the day you get the notice, you think, all right, I've got 3 pallets to move. I need a van, a pallet jack, and about 6 hours. Let's find a new apartment.
That confidence feeds into the negotiation itself. The landlord says rent's going up 8%. Without the system, you calculate the cost of moving. Movers, boxes, time off work, sheer misery. And you think, maybe I'll just pay it. With the system, the calculation flips. Moving costs you a day and a few hundred shekels in van and jack rental. You can say no. You can walk. That's real leverage.
Let's put numbers on this. Initial investment, 40 to 60 euro boxes at 30 to 50 shekels each. Call it 2,000 shekels on the high end. 2 shelving units at 300 shekels each, 600. A pallet jack rental on moving day, 50 shekels. Stretch film, labels, a few EUR pallets, maybe another 300. Total setup, around 3,000 shekels, maybe 5,000 if you go heavy on boxes and get premium shelving.
Storage unit rental in Israel averages 300 to 600 shekels a month for a 3 to 5 square meter unit. That's an ongoing cost. But compare it to the alternative. A single emergency move without a system runs 2,000 to 4,000 shekels. If you move twice in 5 years, the system has paid for itself, and you still own the boxes and the shelving.
The storage unit cost is purely a moving expense. If you run a small business, that unit can double as a mini warehouse. Inventory, supplies, archived records, all in euro boxes, all organized on the same shelving. In Israel, if you're using the storage unit for business purposes, it's generally tax deductible as a business expense. Consult an accountant, but the principle is established.
That's the kind of detail that makes this more than a moving hack. You're not paying for storage just to make moving easier. You're paying for storage that serves your business, that keeps your apartment uncluttered, and that makes moving a non-event. 3 benefits, 1 monthly cost.
The psychological shift is the part that's hardest to quantify, but maybe most valuable. Tenants in Israel often live with a low-grade anxiety, this sense that they're temporary, that the ground isn't solid. It affects how much you invest in your living space, how you think about furniture, whether you bother hanging art. The Eurobox system doesn't eliminate that temporariness, but it makes it manageable. You're not trapped, you're just staged.
Staged is a good word. You're not pretending to be permanent. You're acknowledging that you're in a transitional phase, until you can buy, until the business grows, and you build infrastructure that makes that phase efficient rather than exhausting. The boxes are ready. The pallets are ready. You're ready. The landlord's leverage shrinks because your cost of leaving has dropped to nearly zero.
Let's be concrete about what nearly zero looks like in hours. A tenant without this system faces 24 to 36 hours of labor spread across a week, and it's backbreaking. With the system, 2 hours to load pallets at both locations, 2 hours of transport, 2 hours to unload and reassemble shelving, 6 hours total. And no unpacking, because the boxes go straight from pallet to shelf.
The no unpacking part is the detail that makes people's eyes go wide. Unpacking is the hidden misery of moving. You're exhausted, you're in a new space, and every box is a new decision about where things go. With this system, the decision was made when you first set up the shelving. The box labeled kitchen utensils goes on the kitchen shelf in the new apartment, same as it did in the old one. You're not unpacking, you're restocking.
The shelving units themselves are part of the speed. Boltless shelving breaks down with a rubber mallet in about 5 minutes per unit. At the new apartment, you reassemble in another 5 minutes. The shelves are identical. The layout is identical. The boxes go where they went before. You've essentially cloned your storage infrastructure in a new location.
Which is why this playbook isn't really about moving at all. It's about building a portable infrastructure for your life. The apartment becomes a node. The storage unit becomes a node. The boxes are the constant that moves between them. When you change apartments, you're just relocating a node. The system stays intact. Let's distill this into 3 concrete things you can actually do this week.
Action 1, buy 20 euro boxes and 1 industrial shelving unit. Not a full pallet system. 20 boxes and 1 shelf. That's maybe 800 shekels total. Start with off-season items. Winter coats in June, holiday decorations, books you won't reread this year. Get the spreadsheet going. This is your trial run and it costs less than a single IKEA haul.
The trial run teaches you things you can't learn from a podcast. Which heights you actually use. whether you're a 12-centimeter person or a 32-centimeter person, whether the shelving fits where you thought it would. Better to learn that with 20 boxes than 60.
Action 2. Rent a storage unit for 3 months, not a year. Move half your boxes there, the off-season ones, the sentimental ones, the business inventory you don't need daily. Then practice the swap. Bring a box from storage home, send one from home to storage. Update the spreadsheet. Do this once a month. The goal isn't to optimize storage. The goal is to build the habit before a real move forces it on you.
That's the part people skip. They buy the boxes, they fill the storage unit, and then they never touch it until moving day, at which point they've forgotten which box has the passport. The 3-month trial forces the muscle memory. You learn that moving a box between locations takes 4 minutes and a spreadsheet update. You internalize that the system works.
Action 3 is for anyone planning an international move to Israel. Buy the Euroboxes before you ship your belongings. Have them delivered to your new apartment and waiting when you arrive. The classic mistake is arriving with a shipping container full of stuff packed in American totes, Home Depot boxes, and random suitcases, none of which fit any shelving you can buy here. You spend your first month in the country repacking things you already packed.
I've seen this play out. Someone spends $3,000 shipping their life across the ocean, and it arrives in containers that are now useless. If they'd spent $200 on Euroboxes before the movers came, everything would have arrived ready to slot onto Israeli shelving. The box is the standard. The ocean doesn't care what shape your container is, but the shelving on the other side does.
That brings us to the insight that ties the whole playbook together. The system works because it changes the unit of moving from a box to a pallet. A single box is a problem you solve with your hands. A pallet is a problem you solve with a jack. Once your life fits on 2 or 3 pallets, moving is no longer a personal crisis. It's a logistics operation. And logistics operations have known solutions.
That's the line I'd want someone to walk away with. You're not organizing your apartment. You're making your life forklift compatible. Before we wrap, I want to leave you with a bigger question about where this could go. What happens when 3 tenants in the same building all run Euroboxes? Suddenly, you don't need to rent a pallet jack. You split 1-4 ways, stored in the building's maintenance closet, and it's there whenever anyone moves.
A pallet jack co-op. A decent jack costs maybe 1,500 shekels. Split 5 ways, that's 300 per household, it lasts a decade. And the same logic applies to the van rental. If 2 tenants coordinate moves in the same month, they split the truck cost. The system gets cheaper the more people adopt it.
You can see how this might start shifting the market from the landlord side too. Right now, most Israeli apartments come with nothing. No shelving, no storage infrastructure. But imagine a landlord advertising Eurobox-compatible units with industrial shelving already installed. That's a real differentiator for tenants who've adopted the system. It says, we know you might leave, and we're making it easy either way.
Which is a weirdly honest value proposition. The landlord isn't pretending you'll stay forever. They're saying the apartment works great whether you're there 2 years or 10. In a 12-month lease culture, that's actually refreshing.
It might even nudge build quality. If shelving is part of the apartment's feature set, it's not something the tenant jury-rigs with drywall anchors. It's installed properly, rated correctly, and it stays with the unit. The next tenant arrives, slots their boxes onto the same shelves, and skips the whole setup phase.
Whether that happens depends on how many tenants adopt the system first. Landlords don't lead on this stuff. They follow demand. If enough renters start asking about shelving depth and pallet access during apartment viewings, the market notices.
If this episode resonated, do us a favor. Rate the podcast and share it with one friend who's currently staring at a lease renewal notice and feeling trapped. You know someone. Everyone knows someone.
Now, Hilbert's daily fun fact.
In 1958, Soviet astronomer Nikolai Kozyrev claimed to observe a transient volcanic eruption on the moon using nothing but photographic plates and a spectrograph, a finding that was dismissed for decades before modern lunar missions confirmed that transient lunar phenomena do occur. Though Kozyrev's measurements suggested an event roughly 1/10,000th, the brightness of what today's lunar orbiters could detect.
1/10,000th. So he was squinting at a candle on the moon and calling it a volcano. This has been my weird prompts. You can find every episode at myweirdprompts.com, and if you want to send Daniel a question for a future episode, email the show at show@myweirdprompts.com. We'll be back next week.
This episode's script was written by DeepSeek V4 Pro, with text-to-speech by Chatterbox.
Thanks for listening to our show, My Weird Prompts, where odd thoughts go. From sloth slow takes to facts on cue, we chase the strange and follow through. Some nights it's news, some nights it's lore, a thought you've never heard before. The host dig in, the host dig deep, the stranger the prompt, the less they sleep. From tiny questions, big ones too, from half-formed hunches to deja vu. If something odd is in your head, send it in, we'll chase the thread. My weird prompts, that's the close, from sloth, from man, from law. Stay curious, keep weird in mind.